I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
Oh, hello, chickens. Before I get on to our next episode, which is Rose, the very first Christopher Eccleston episode, Earth 2 Peter has been in contact from the sky to say it's been an age since I saw the first episodes of Doctor Who, so it was a joy to watch them again and remind myself of them. He mentions how I was talking about how spooky it was because everything's in black and white. And he said, I'm correct because the sets are so dark, we can't see the back of the studio. There's a problem with people trying to colorize black and white photos and film. The contrast is set up so things appear as nicely as possible in the media they're being shot. But once things are colorized, some colors are overbearing compared with how things are naturally. So it doesn't always work. To have the dark background as black and not seeing what's in the shadows does really give the spooky feel. Yeah, I didn't realize that. That's the part of the darkness is because there's a wall there. It's like, don't show the wall, it's painted on. I mean, you know, when we get around to watching some of the 60s Dalek ones, which have, I mean, we've got the animated ones which look fine, but because we can't see that the majority of them are cardboard cutouts of Daleks. It was only had like two or three in the studio and the rest were all just photos on the wall. Hilarious. But Peter goes on, I must say one of the things I do like about Doctor Who is how some things change, whereas others stay the same. The opening credits get updated every so often, usually with a new Doctor nowadays. But the sound of the TARDIS has remained the same since episode one. It's never been tinkered with, which I'm sure some show in the US would have done with it when some corporate nobody tries to give it some new energy or other cringeworthy catchphrase. It's, look, the problem is middle management, which I kind of became concerned about with the new series because when they had like the breakdown of who's working on it now in Doctor Who magazine, there were like 12 executive producers. Like in the past, it was like Russell T. Davis, the head of, you know, BBC drama or whoever was that, and maybe one other. Whereas now there's like seven or eight. I know one of them is just like executive producer of design. Like, you know, he did an interview in this month or the month before was Doctor Who magazine where, you know, he's basically in charge of the look of the show, like the set decorating, the set design, the production design, all that kind of thing. And I'm guessing a lot of these people have executive producer titles because partly because of the streaming deal with Disney. Because if you watch a show on Disney Plus, oh my God, there's so many executive producers. But also, if they are, you know, I don't know if you've seen the picture of Shuti Gatwa in Cardiff, and it says home of the Hooniverse, which is, you know, almost confirmation that there's going to be more than one show. It's going to be more than just Doctor Who. So perhaps all of these executive producers who would normally be production designer or, you know, post-production person. They've got a title. Post-producer, I think they're called on our show anyway. But, you know, the person who's in charge of visual effects and all the things that happen, like the post-editing and stuff, the audio editing. But, yeah, so all these different people would normally just get that title, but maybe they're overseeing more than one show. So they've been given executive producer roles because, you know, they're in charge of, for instance, the executive producer in charge of production design for all of the new shows that are coming through. So that's one. I'm having production theories now. I'm having theories about everything. But yeah, when I saw that many executive producers, I thought, oh, that's just more people to tell you something. Like, you have to put in so many blue boats for all those people. Like, this is something. So I'm a bit of a bandit for the blue boat, which is, you, sometimes when you'll submit something, whether it's a script or, you know, your work for you know, and then someone above you has to have some sort of input into it. Depending how many layers of middle management there are between you and the thing being signed off and accepted, each one of those people needs a blue boat. And a blue boat is, you know, it's basically some story about a painter who was commissioned to do this painting. And he knew that the person commissioning was a bit of a fuss budget and would want to have some sort of input. So he just painted this really ugly blue boat in the middle of the thing that he knew was terrible. And the person came in and was like, I love it. I love it. I don't like the blue boat. And he's like, yeah, I'll get rid of the blue boat. So putting in blue boats is where you basically put something into your work that you know is patently awful, so that someone will have agency when they can go, yeah, I didn't really like this. And you can go, yeah, of course you didn't. You weren't meant to. Rather than them trying to mess around with things you actually care about. But I guess, you know, with Russell T. Davis being top of the tree, or, you know, very close to the top, there aren't going to be that many people above him messing with his scripts. But, yeah, and he did say, like, all the notes that he'd gotten through from the Disney Plus people had all been really, really encouraging. And he's like, every show has it now. Like, there's not a single show that's on that's not made with a production partner. So they've all had notes from some streaming service somewhere going, can we get rid of this? Can we move that? Can we change that? It's just about, you know, like sometimes you have to argue about things. It's like, I think this needs to be in there. Or someone says, can you put that in? It's like, no, that's going to make it terrible. Like when we were making Outland and there was, you know, someone said, do we need a straight character in it? And I'm like, well, look, just as soon as a straight character turns up, all anyone's going to think about is when do they turn gay or which gay person's going to fall in love with a straight character and get their heart broken. It's like, it's such a boring trope that we've seen 1,000 times that it actually moves the story away from the story we were trying to tell. And then a reviewer said that and in a very homophobic way and they got fired. Anyway, look over there. Peter says the BBC have always stuck to their guns with what the TARDIS sounds like and what it looks like. I mean, it's changed size slightly, but it's still recognizable as an old police box. I think they've trademarked that police box too, that shape, the color and stuff. Like, that's a trademarked thing now that means Doctor Who. So the BBC have got that all sewn up. Peter also says, I did laugh when the big cat, or whatever it was, attacked the humans. From day one, the BBC was into cost-cutting and the attack was done off-screen. Nothing like saving on budget to say, look what's happened off-screen. I'll explain it to you. Yeah, that's like a famous, was it Michael Caine was telling the story? Or someone was like, you know, the movie Zulu, which is about, you know, terrible colonialism and war in Africa. Anyway, like, the film is spectacular because there's great big scenes, but they were talking about, you know, filming that for television where it would just be three soldiers in a tent, and then one of them just pokes his head out and goes, "There's hundreds of them out there." That's how it works. Like, that's one of the good things about audio is, like, even though it is that, because you don't see them stuck in the tent, you can imagine the hundreds of them. But, you know, it's a good get around, work around. Peter says, "I'm writing this at 35,000 feet. Whoa, in the sky, he's flying. He's, oh boy, are his arms tired. No, I'm sorry. From all the writing, his arms are tired. I'm writing this at 35,000 feet, so I can't check the details myself. But the story about the creation of Doctor Who with the special around the time of the 50th anniversary episode was a great insight into how these episodes are made. It's probably a must watch after seeing the episodes themselves. I might do that when I wake up early with jet lag." Oh, yeah. Yes, An Adventure in Space and Time. We should put that on our list of things to watch because that's beautiful. I cried like a baby. The first time I watched that, written by Mark Gatiss. Jessica Raine and Sacha Dhawan. It's a great cast. David Bradley playing William Hartnell. Like, it is. Oh, yeah. Should we watch that? I mean, we're going to watch Rose. We'll put it on the list. It'll go on our 60th anniversary list of things to watch. I'm going to have such a list that it'll be the 70th anniversary and I'll still only be like three things into the list because of me and my ridiculous tangents. Anyway, I have another letter from Peter, which I will get into in the next episode, but we're hearkening back to the end of time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.